crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. And our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days, when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back.
Welcome, folks, to another edition here live of the Concord Hour. I'm your host, Maggie Rose, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Today's date is November the 20th, 2023, and we have Thanksgiving right around the corner coming up here very quickly in a few days. I want to let you all know how thankful I am that you are here with us and that you are sponsoring and or providing support and or encouragement to those of us here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I will let you know that we will not be on the air live on Thursday or on Friday because our very small staff, they need to also have time with their family and friends. So I don't know what they're going to be doing for Thursday and Friday. I assume it's going to be pre-recorded programming and other things, but we will not be live with you on Thursday or Friday. That will be a holiday for those of us here at RBN as well. Also, for those of you that have been asking, yes, I'm going to be doing straight two-hour shows here very soon, and that way we'll be able to get more guests in and have time for them to talk and even take questions from the audience. So after the 4th of December, I will not be doing, at this time anyway, I will not be doing Mondays and Fridays after the 4th of December. I will be doing only Mondays from here on. After the 4th of December, and that will be two-hour shows. Again, that will start after the 4th of December. The Concord Hour will be a two-hour show on Mondays, and we'll be able to get those times to you once we have them set in cement. Also, tomorrow, Jeffrey Bennett is doing his new two-hour show, and he's going to be continuing to do that. And he asked if I would take his Tuesday show for him. So I will not only be up this evening now, but I'll also be up tomorrow, Tuesday, on the 21st of November at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that will be an hour show with me as your guest host tomorrow, filling in for Jeffrey Bennett, The Edge of Darkness. Now, people have been clamoring for me to continue reporting on what is going on with the VAs. And I don't want to be burning a bunch of you out, but we're going to do the fourth and last series tonight on the VA. And then we'll be coming back to stories about the VA in the near future. But I also want to make sure we cover issues like the Second Amendment and some of the other things that are happening around the nation that are concerning a lot of people. I received word today from a friend of mine about a happening that's going to be taking place in Oregon this evening at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be at Sweet Home, Oregon. That Sweet Home, Oregon, the city zip code is 97386. Now, this is one of the things I want to share with you. Some of the people coordinating this are not people that I would necessarily break bread with or spend any time at all or socialize with. But there are amongst them some fairly good patriots that are coming to understand that they haven't heard both sides of certain issues. So I'm not one of those petty that will not bring up to the public of something that's taking place tonight that actually might benefit you to going. So I'm not going to concern myself with who some of the coordinators might be or some of the people that might be spearheading this, because what it is, it's something that all of us should be concerned about, and no one person should be taking credit for trying to pull this together. It's a team effort, but there will be a meeting tonight at 5:30 p.m., and I was asked to give this information. Please support your neighbors who are being impacted by the dam drawdowns. That's D-A-M, the dam drawdowns. Now, this is having a lot to do with what's going on with the water in Oregon and in other states. Again, the message is tonight at 5:30 p.m. in Sweet Home, Oregon, which is just above Eugene. On the other side, like if you're going to go from Eugene, you're going to head north up to Albany or to Corvallis. Sweet Home is up in that area, not too far from Salem, not too far from Corvallis. And it says, please support your neighbors who are being impacted by the dam drawdowns. Bring a sign, bring a friend or yourself. Please feel free to come with any questions. These are the questions that we're going to have you maybe asking. Now, for those of you that want to write this down that can actually get to Sweet Home in the next 30 minutes to an hour, that address is 3225 Main Street. It's at the Sweet Home City Hall. Again, Sweet Home, Oregon, Sweet Home City Hall, 3225 Main Street, Sweet Home, Oregon, 97386. And the questions that you can be asking are, how much influence do proxies of China and BlackRock have in decisions concerning Oregon's hydropower future? Number two, why are Oregon's energy industry decisions being too destructive? Number three, why are our courts making such destructive decisions on topics they have no expertise with? Number four, why are solutions being decided that risk the damage or the failure or destruction of our dams? Number five, where do they expect the populations to go after our small communities lose utilities and clean water? To move to a human utopia for an eventual voluntarily self-genocide? The next question, why not build more fish hatcheries and enhance the fish populations in the river tributaries least affected by the dams in rivers like Calpola or McKenzie, etc.? And the next question, why destroy the essentials that our parents took generations to build, things that enhance our lives today? Now, folks, these could be questions asked in many states, I think, around the union. But let's go over the questions one more time in case any of you are actually keeping out a notebook and taking notes on today's show. Number one question, how much influence do proxies of China and BlackRock have in decisions concerning Oregon's hydropower future? Number two, why are Oregon's energy industry decisions being too destructive? Number three, Why are our courts making such destructive decisions on topics they have no expertise with? Number four, why are solutions being decided that risk the damage, failure, or destruction of our dams? Number five, where do they expect populations to go after our small communities lose utilities and clean water? To move to a human utopia for an eventual voluntary self-genocide? Six, why not build more fish hatcheries and enhance the fish populations in the river tributaries that are least affected by the dams in rivers like the Calpola or the McKenzie, etc.? And the last question, why destroy the essentials that our parents took generations to build, things that enhance our lives today? These are all good questions. And for any of you that can get to Sweet Home, to the Sweet Home City Hall, the address again in Sweet Home, Oregon is 3225 Main Street. That's 3225 Main Street, Sweet Home, Oregon, 97386. Once again, for those of you that are writing this down and want to go there tonight, it's 3225 Main Street, Sweet Home, Oregon, 97386. And this show, after tonight, will go to the archives. So if you have any other questions or anything, I'm sure that some of the people will be posting on Facebook and other places where you can go to ask any questions. I will not give out the phone number that was given to me for people to call that individual. And so we'll just leave it at that. But these are good questions. And this is a very important meeting tonight. It starts at 5:30 p.m. Again, please support your neighbors who are being impacted by the dam drawdowns. Bring a sign, a friend, or yourself. So I want to also talk a little bit tonight before we go into the VA situation. For the last couple, 2 to 3 years, I've been aware of a group called Fortitude Ranch. And Fortitude Ranch was a concept that was came together by a retired colonel, a Dr. Miller, who if you spend about $1,000 a year per person, and you put it into building these Fortitude Ranches around the nation, where you build structures and bunkers and have certain people living on the property that are managing the property. And some people say they don't have that kind of money, but they're willing to either be on the property part-time or full-time, or they're willing to help take care of the animals or the gardening or the greenhouses or whatever. It's sort of like a bartering system, but it does take capital in order to start some of these Fortitude Ranches. The thing is, the Fortitude Ranches are in places like Texas or Tennessee, maybe in Virginia. There's one that started in Nevada. So let's say there was to be a natural or man-made disaster. Many of us cannot travel safely to those places to join the community that we've bought into or we paid into or we've contributed with our labor, our money, our blood, sweat, and tears. We do not have a Fortitude Ranch anywhere other than Nevada. And many people in Washington State, from Seattle, north of Seattle down through Northern California, many of them know that if they were to try to pick up their family, their prepping materials and whatever and head to Nevada, they probably would not make it there safely. It's many hours driving, and for some people it would be, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours driving. Others it would be 15 or more hours driving. And you know that if there's a society breakdown or an EMP, a lot of things basically come off the table, and you would not even make it to some of these places safe at all. So it really behooves us to try to build more Fortitude Ranches throughout the nation. And I've been talking with Colonel Miller and some other individuals about this, combining financial resources and mostly labor and equipment and stuff to make this come to fruition. And to make it come to fruition sooner rather than later. Because, folks, I think I agree with some of the experts and some of my troops that I served in the military with. You all know that I served over 35 years, as did my husband. That's 70 years between us of training. We were managers, we were supervisors, we were trainers, educators. Both of us, my husband and I, are medical. So we have a lot of skills and assets to bring to the table. And there's many other people that understand the importance of preparing. It's better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. That's my motto. And so it's something for you people to all think about. For those of you that are trying to fortify your own properties, I've told you before, you prepare as if there was going to be a Cascadia event. You need to prepare if there was going to be like an earthquake. Or let's say one of our mountains was to all of a sudden no longer be dormant, like what's happening in Iceland right now. They just evacuated whole towns in Iceland because the volcano there looks like it's about ready to erupt. And from what we're understanding is that, hold on a moment, folks, I think that's Jim Price. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing my show. Would you like to join me with the phone here? I'm in the middle. Folks, I got Jim Price. I'm not kidding you. The Jim Price. You've all heard Jim Price and his podcast, and he's returning my call. Well, sir, it's good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to see you as well. I didn't mean to interrupt your show, but, you know,
no.
Stay with all patriots.
So, hey, yeah. Would you let people know, Jim, where they can find you, your podcast, and how often you're on?
It's thejimpriceshow.com, thejimpriceshow.com. Now, if you go to Facebook or Twitter, that you'll find me out there, Clout Hub, and I'm on at 4 p.m. Central. I'm on every day, Monday through Friday, and there's some exciting news coming out with a decentralized media network that we're launching. Decentralized.media is the .com, so it's not .com, it's .media. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on, so guys, you know, Keep your ear to the ground. Lots of rumblings going on, but keep your heart in the right place, and we're going to win. So don't worry about a lot of the stuff you're seeing. It's all about scaring you. Keep in that level of fear. So, guys,
well, that's what I wanted to know, Jim. Yeah. I don't know when my husband and I were invited out to the Kansas City Conference on Election Integrity. I don't remember. Were you there or not?
The one in Kansas City. I was the one in Springfield. I've been to that one.
Okay.
With Mike Lindell?
Yes, with Mike Lindell. Yeah, I was at the in Kansas City with, what's her name? She was former CBS or something correspondent. Out of Texas. What's her name? I can't believe I can't remember her name right at the moment. Laura? I think Laura has no agenda. Laura has no agenda.
Oh, is that who? I'm not sure offhand. You got me.
Yeah, she's the one that had a TV program that, well, originally she was overseas as a correspondent with one of the bigger ones. Her name is Laura Logan.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was at the one in Kansas City with her, and 107 flew in. He wasn't able to stay and talk. But one of the things he's been trying to tell me, especially after my run for Oregon governor a few months ago, and you know what the Democrats do with those elections. So he told me he wanted me to continue to stay relevant. But a lot of people right now are believing that either nothing's going to happen, or if anything happens, is that they might as well just roll over and play dead. Do you believe that? That if anything was to happen, it would be an EMP?
Well, if you're thinking about what could cause society to stop or halt, the greatest one would really be is stop the flow of information. A lot of people really don't know what time it is unless they have a phone to tell them because they don't have a mechanical watch. You could do that through blackouts, internet blackouts. The EMP stuff is going to cause, if that was to happen, which I actually understand, they found the third one down in San Antonio. They happened to raid the wrong house. They were doing a warrant raid on a fugitive and accidentally came across the third EMP that they couldn't find. Now, that was the best I knew on that, and that happened end of last year. But the problem with it is it's not always about the power going out. It's whatever is uncomfortable for you. When we think about blackouts of different types of, it could be internet, it could be money, it could be food, water. Blackout to somebody in one situation is different than another person. And so remember that it's really about also keeping you in that constant state of fear, because that you feel like it's going to be the nuclear bomb. And guys, if we weren't winning, if we weren't getting what we needed, and we weren't getting forward progress, we'd already be in cages or dead. They've already been working on this so hard, and we've really been screwing up by living too long and by talking too much. That's how we beat this whole thing. I don't care if anybody thinks that anybody working with us or not. If we live too long and we keep running our mouth about good information and pushing back against their agenda, that's how we win this whole thing. It's about just continuing to push good narrative or good information, but also by outliving them, by getting your health right, getting your heart right, getting your spiritual needs right. And those things right there, that's how we defeat these guys long play. I don't have the crystal ball. If I did, man, I don't know what I would do with that information, because it would ruin everybody, because everybody just would wait for something to happen. But at the same time, when I know that the human heart is amazing, the spirit and the energy we have, and I know that if we just put that in the right place, we're going to win. And you live 2 days longer than they want you to, that's a victory. You live 2 years, 10 years, 20 years longer than they want you to, what kind of victory is that? Every day you guys live longer, every day you guys keep talking, you're beating them at their game. And that's how, if you give up or give in, your silence is compliance. You stop talking, you shut your mouth, they win.
Well, you know, Jim, that is wonderful words. And I think, I don't know, I'm feeling that more and more people are waking up than ever before. I feel there is kind of like a big awakening taking place. How are you feeling with your listeners across the nation around the world? Because I have friends in Australia that have shared with me that they listen to your show. So, you know.
No, and I will tell you, and appreciate that. Yeah, I do. I have a lot of listeners in Australia, lots of them in Holland, New Zealand, over in the Northern Europe areas. It's really kind of amazing to get the touches by those folks. But I will tell you, yes, there is, across the board, guys, we have positive momentum. And here's the thing. If I believe that in my heart, and you believe it in your heart, and we have everybody going in that same direction, how can they defeat us? How can they push back against us? And I know that's not exactly the best answer for that, but when we think about how these people are converting over right now, they're converting over because they see the tyranny, not only in the medical now, not only in the legal system, not in the legislative system, but also in their spiritual world. They're starting to look around and go, what do you mean? What? And now, okay, it's like the battle in the Middle East. The Jews don't like the Muslims. The Muslims don't like the Jews. The Jews don't like the Christians. The Muslims don't like the Christians, but the Christians are trying to love both of them at the same time. I mean, we're getting ourselves into a box that we can't really paint ourselves out of. So the problem is you know, people are waking up to this. Ukraine, that's completely falling apart. Everybody sees the fallacies in Ukraine now. Everybody, the Gazarian Mafia is being destroyed. The Gazarian Mafia that lives and works out of Ukraine, because it's a non-hate country, meaning non-extradition, and also means it's a, you go in there without a passport. You go in there with just a adjudicated birth certificate. And that people don't even apostatize birth certificate. People don't realize there's no tracking of people in now Ukraine. That's why it was so dirty. That's why there was all those sins were over there. But that all came to light, right? And how many times was Trump on the right side of information? Hey, what about Burisma? Hey, what about that prosecutor? Hey, what about these things? What about the perfect phone call? And nobody wants to give him credit for that because they're too busy worrying about other things. But look at the successes we've had and opening people's eyes. And I have people coming to me that have face piercings, purple hair, and I'm like, what's up? And they're like, hey, you know, medical tyranny's BS, man. I'm not going for this anymore. You know, this government's overreaching. They can't do this. I'm like, wow, you got red-pilled on that? Like, yeah, man, there's all the stuff you know about the tunnels. And I'm like, what? You really? But the problem is now it's no longer I can stereotype one person to be someone who's on the truth or path, but it's now everybody's coming to the table going, listen, I've seen it. I can't undo what I've seen behind the curtain. And now I know the great Oz is just a little midget with a bad haircut. And that's the reality everybody's going through right now.
Well, my listeners right now are sitting straight up when you just said that, because one of the things I've been saying for 28 years as a volunteer radio talk show host is that, you know, I grew up watching The Wizard of Oz, and I tell people, remember when little Toto goes over and he pulls the curtain back and there's a little man back there pulling all these levers, and he jerks the curtain back behind him and says, don't pay attention to the little man behind the curtain. Well, once we have this knowledge, once we are awakened as to what's been going on around us, we can never unsee and unhear what we know is true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's like the old Western with the tire tracks in the dirt, right?
Right.
Once you see the tire tracks in the dirt, you can't unsee it. And the rest of the Western, you're seeing tire tracks in the dirt because of the film car.
Yep.
I mean, this is, guys, and here's the thing. When you talk about it out loud, when we talk about it together, when we reaffirm each other's stories over and over and over and over and over, that's creating resonance. That's creating a narrative. That's us pushing the real narrative back on them, and we win. That's how it's done. This is all information warfare. And if we shut up and we quit talking about this and we quit seeing the narrative right in front of us and we want to go blind or whatever, plug back into the matrix, whichever analogy you need, guys, we can do this just by having good hearts and discernment and understanding that just asking that next level question gets us to a better truth. Not that we have to be belligerent or disobedient in a way that causes harm to others. What I'm saying is that just ask another question. Don't just give in. And why do we have so many mud flood buildings that nobody wants to talk about? But the problem is that grinds against our superstition and tradition of life. We always do it. That's tradition. But why do we do it? That's superstition.
Exactly.
And if we get back and start asking those questions, why do we always do this? Well, I don't know. It's what grandma always did. Well, that sounds pretty stupid after a while.
That's awesome. Do you have to go right away, or can you come back on the other side of our break in 2 minutes?
I can come back on the other side of the break if you'd like.
Oh, yes. Would you hang in there? I appreciate it. You know,
yeah.
As we go to break, folks, as you all know, many of you know that my uncle is Hugh O'Brien, who played Wyatt Earp on TV in the 50s and 60s. And the one thing my dad's older brother, my uncle Hugh O'Brien, told me when he was making his TV series is when you get knocked off the horse, you don't quibble, you brush yourself off and you get back on. You get knocked off, you brush yourself off and you get back on. Well, we're going to go to a station break here in a moment, Jim. Thank you. Don't keep you on.
I'll be here.
That is Jim Price. You are listening to the Concord Hour here at Republic Broadcasting Network at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's republicbroadcasting.org. As I said earlier at the beginning of the show, my Mondays and Fridays after the 4th of December will be going to a straight 2-hour show again, and that'll be on Mondays. We're not really sure of the time right now, but we know it'll be doing prime time. We're going to be coming right back with our surprise guest here, Jim Price, someone I've been following for a long, long time. He's taught me so much. There's things that he's brought up in his show and his chat rooms that's really given me food for thought and has helped me become more aware of what's going on around me. And it's all about sharing information with each other. It's about networking, and it's about working together as a family. And that's what we are. And us broadcasters that met in Las Vegas a couple years ago with 107 saw the movie called The Beginning of a Perfect Day by his now new wife, Jennifer Mack, and saw the first premiere showing of The Sound of Freedom and got to meet with Jim Caviezel and the producers and directors. These are all paths that God leads us on. Jim Price himself, it's a labor of love. It's a calling for him. And many of the broadcasters and newscasters out there, we're all under attack. So please keep people like Jim Price and Laura Logan and 107 and so many of these other people in your prayers, because it takes a lot of homework and research and reading and networking for people like Jim Price to put on the excellent shows and podcasts that he's doing. So folks, we're going to go to a station break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We got Jim Price on the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Second half hour here of the Concord Hour. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and you're listening to us here on Republic Broadcasting Network. As you all know, the Concord Hour has been around with you now for 28 plus years, And tomorrow I will be doing Jeffrey Bennett's show, The Edge of Darkness. He will be doing a two-hour show just prior to. And I will be on with you from 8 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night as well, Eastern Standard Time, which is 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time. We happen to have somebody that I've been following for a long time. I've been telling people to tune into him. I've had people write me back and say, thank you for helping us find this guy. I reached out to Jim again the other day, and today we were in one of his chat rooms, and he happened to call us. He didn't know that we were doing the show at this time, and I am just so thrilled to have him as a guest here on the Concord Hour. Jim, thank you, and welcome back, and thank you for staying with us past the break.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate everything. It's awesome to be a part of your show, and we're in this all together, guys. We have to keep pushing that good information out.
Well, I would like you, please, right now and then again at 5:54, which is when the show starts to wrap up, give us your website where people can reach out and touch you, or people can listen to your podcast and any other things that you have going on in the back works right now.
Yeah, so everything is The Jim Price Show. So if you go to Twitter, you go to Facebook, you might find my old page that they took from me. Still got 150,000 people over there on that one page, but The Jim Price Show, go to Facebook there, and also on Telegram and Twitch, DLive, CloudHub, CloudHub.com, CloudHub.com, go over there, The Jim Price Show, and if you guys email me, JimPrice@TheJimPriceShow.com, or just go to the website, and you can find me on iTunes, Spotify, and LinkedIn, all those different places out there. And, come over. And I always love talking to you guys, live comments. I usually respond back. I like trying to read them on the air because English is my first language, and I just chop it all up the best I can. And sometimes reading comments on the air gets me in trouble, but it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. And every day from 4 p.m. Central is when I go live. And so if you guys comment or anything like that, even after the show, I'll come back and check on the comments and respond back too as well. So people that replay the show later on, I'm very interactive that way.
Wow, Jim, thank you. You know, like I said, I've been following you for a long time. I'm sort of, you know, you're sort of one of my heroes. I've been doing this for a long time, but the thing is, there's other people out there that have some different kinds of skills that I don't have. And what I really like about when you do your podcasts, your shows, is we really feel almost like we're in your living room or your studio with you. It feels like we're actually part of your family. And that's something you don't always feel when you're following a lot of other people doing shows or podcasting or other radio talk show hosts or broadcasters. And yet with you, you make us feel like, you know, we're one of you and you're one of us. And that's kind of a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling we don't get a lot of times with people.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a great honor. I really got involved in this because my life was destroyed. I saw what they were able to do to me. I've had SWAT team in my house twice. I've been raided. I've had my life torn apart. And when there was nothing left, I had just my voice. And I thought, you know, if I can just maybe gripe a little bit, maybe I can get some of this off my chest. Maybe it'd be a cathartic thing. But then I found out there was a real need for real information. This was back in 2018 before the real truther movement really kicked in, supposedly right there, you know, during the beginning of COVID. And I really saw the need for it. And I got on the radio and started doing a Saturday evening show. And before you know it, I had Rudy Giuliani on, and I was having all these different people on. It was a lot of fun. But then COVID. I saw COVID hitting, and I had people go, Jim, what's next? What's happening here? Why is this? And in March of 2020, I was like, I got to get on and do a daily update. I got to get in there before Saturdays. And I really got to talk about this step to step, so step for step. So I came on the hour before Trump would come out, and I really talked about, like, guys, don't live in fear. Don't let this Mexican beer flu, the fart in the wind that's going to kill us all, don't worry about that. Don't live in your hall closet under a warm blanket of fear. Live your life with purpose. And I really saw that people were thirsty for just saying, you know what, we can win this. We don't have to just go and die because they want us to. We can actually just outlive this whole plan of theirs. And for me, when I saw those responses, it really hit me where I wanted to be. And so now I've been on a better path for myself. I've seen other people grow. and I've seen their health grow, and I've seen their families get better. And to me, every time I get that person that sends me a letter, they write. I have a lot of people who write me, and I love it, and it's so great. I get these letters, and they're like, hey, listen, I went to this thing, and I was doing exactly what you said. I was showing up, and then I'll talk about their letters on air, because that's how we beat these guys. That's how we get better, is doing it together and being better inside. And this whole thing has been a real journey for me, and I've become a better man, I think, and I try to be a better man, because I believe that we can do this just one person at a time, giving them strength, giving them the ability to say, listen, no more lies. Let's just get the truth out there. And there's one statement I learned a long time ago, and I did DOD contracting for almost 18 years, DOD contracting with a high security level just that most people don't even understand. But bad news doesn't get better with age. And we've been lied to, and we've been given bad information, and it's getting worse. And the longer they keep trying to push the lie, the worse it looks for them. And the more we call them out on it, the better we'll get. And we'll do this all together and be amazing on the other side. But remember this, guys, freedom isn't free, because no one's handing out any big buckets of freedom. You have to go out there and fight for your freedoms and your liberties every single day. And if you don't know the Constitution, if you haven't written, or not written, but actually read the Constitution, then how dare you think that some liberal, somebody who's trying to take away your freedoms, is even knows the Constitution themselves. They're too lazy to even bother. They just want to make sure to keep you under their authority. But if you hold on to that contract and you hold them accountable, then you have all the rights in the world, and they do cower to authority, because you know you have that authority, and it's God-given authority. Because those are God-given and inalienable rights, rights that can't be given or taken away. And that's how we win this whole thing, is just by knowing that we have the best information, and we can go live our lives without government, with that small g government out of our lives. Our big G God becomes amazing, and it gives us the power to live our lives daily without fear, without having to look over our shoulder. And that, to me, is why when I got raided and I got my life taken away, it was so important for me to get you guys to live in your freedoms. Because you know what? If you guys raise your levels of freedoms and raise your levels of liberty, then mine rise with it as well. And we all begin to be better, and we become a little better people without government pushing us down.
Is there a way that you can feel free to share a little part of your background and what might have maybe led up to that raid?
Well, so I went and I was a DOD contractor. Like I said, high security, guy. I was doing these high security command centers up and down the Midwest, vice president for a very prominent international company, and making a lot of money. And I was like, well, I'm doing all this. I can go run for state senate. Why not? It's $12,000 a year. I don't need the money, because I had a great job. I'm a DOD contractor. I'm sure I could fit this in, tell my work I got to do this or that. And why not? I mean, for $128, why isn't everybody on the ballot every election cycle? There should be 100 people on every single position on both sides of the ticket. We all should be trying for it. So anyway, I go and I run for office. And lo and behold, I guess I ran up against the machine that looked at me as a threat. Because I wanted people to have no property tax. Because I wanted people to not have food tax on the basic life function. No utility tax, no fuel tax, no property tax. How simple is that, to give the power back to the people? And I quoted the Constitution on my campaign trail. And they looked at me and they understood that I was not going to be able to be bought. And I didn't realize, I just thought I was just being an average guy saying, hey, I want to do this for the people. And then later on in the investigation of my case by the U.S. Marshals, I found out that there were things going on behind the scenes I didn't understand. The judge I'm having coffee with for 3 years, who I called a friend and know his grandkids and his kids and his whole life story, and we talked, three or four times a week at a coffee table and shared stories and a lot of life. Well, the morning of my birthday, he signs my no-knock warrant on my house, and then says, happy birthday, Jim, knowing at 10 a.m. they're going to raid my house. But he should have recused himself because he was a friend of mine. But the worst part of that is that same judge had another judge, Judge Woods, go and seal and redact my probable cause statement so I wouldn't find out that my friend, my close friend, my Republican conservative friend that believes in liberties and freedoms, was the guy who signed away my life. and tore it apart. And that's the kind of world we live in. When we think about the shadow government, it's literally people that sit across from you and tell you happy birthday, knowing that they signed a no-knock raid for your house that morning. And they couldn't get rid of me because that's the world we live in. This is almost 8 years old now. This is not last year. This isn't the Biden administration. This is Trump era stuff. And so this happens in the real world where people, when they want to destroy you, they call you a drug dealer. I've got a DOD contracting license. A security clearance that most people can't achieve. And I'm out there working my tail off, doing my thing, making zeros. I made a lot of money doing it. But I actually lost everything. And how do you get rid of a guy who has a clean background? How do you get rid of a guy who wants to give people, no property tax, no tax on fuel, no tax on food? How do you get rid of a guy like that? Well, you call him a drug dealer. Then he spends the rest of his time chasing his tail, trying to tell everybody he's not a drug dealer.
Yep.
And that's how you get rid of people.
They push you right into a financial hole, don't they?
Yep. Oh, I sold classic cars off. I sold off everything I had. And I lost dozens of guns that are supposed to have been returned to me and still haven't been returned. I'm still fighting that battle. That's 3 years old. I've lost the hundreds of thousands of dollars in value that I've lost in my life will never be paid back to me. But if I can make sure that you guys listen to this story and you fight just one time, if I can get each one of you just one time to fight, we can win this, and I don't have to live in fear that this will happen to somebody else. That's what this is about. My show has nothing to do with anything other than in making sure that you guys have the freedoms and liberties that your Constitution guarantees from your creator. That's all I want for you guys. And I want to live so I don't have that fear of my own police department or my sheriff. I don't have to live in fear of my own government because my government understands that they are my public servant and I have the authority over them. And that's all I want. I want the original agreement back. I'm not asking for a new government. I'm not asking for anything, but I want a government that's built for the people, by the people, and represents the people's wishes only. Not big tech, not any other stuff, not some judge who's trying to get a federal appointment because he's aging out as a county judge. I don't need that kind of government. I want a government who actually is so transparent, I'm just getting tired of hearing it. But we can't get that, can we? Because they've got to disclose or block out or redact. So he had his buddy seal and redact my probable cause statement, and that took me a year and three attorneys. And I could have bought a house for the same money I spent in attorney fees just that 1 year. And yet people think that it's okay for our government to do that to us.
Well, that's just the thing is that's something that a lot of people across the nation are still so afraid, Jim. What do we do with people, like even in the medical profession, so many people in the VA hospitals, and we'll be covering mm-hmm. this on the show tomorrow at 5 o'clock, are what we would call the whistleblowers that are trying to warn other people in the medical field, warning veterans that these shots, these jabs are actually killing people, that the flu shots have still mercury and thimerosal in them as preservatives, and the flu shots will not protect you from the flu. So even those of us that are not total anti-vaxxers are realizing that 90% of the immunizations they're pushing on our children don't need. How do we protect those people that are whistleblowers out there in the medical community that are terrified, and judges who want to do the right thing, but they're terrified that what's going to happen to them as a judge is like what happened to you? What do we do to tell those people they got to take a stand and they got to draw a line in the sand?
Well, a lot of that is exactly what you just did there, is talking about it in plain English, talking about it out loud, but also understanding that the tetanus shot that they ask you every time you go to the hospital, every time you get a checkup, have you had your tetanus? Understand the tetanus shot is actually a sterility drug. That it actually will make you sterile from 6 months to a lifetime. But the problem is if we don't ever talk about it, it will never come true that we know the truth. So what we do at the end of the day, you're asking, how do we do it? How do we do it, this or that? Well, if you know a whistleblower that has a GoFundMe or Give, Send, Go, send them $5. And I know that doesn't sound like much, but I don't care. Don't give me an excuse you ain't got $5. You went to Starbucks last week, so you got money for a Give, Send, Go. And when you give that money and you like and you share and you comment and you like and you share and you comment and you share it to every one of your sewing circle groups on Facebook. You put it in your Christian prayer circle. You do. You put it out there. You become so obnoxious with it that you keep spreading the word that eventually someone else will pick it up and they'll do the same. It's about multiplicity. It's about being more than you. By you telling one other and they tell one other, we beat them at their own game, which is the battle of information. The
right.
battle of information is how they got us where we are, because they dumbed us down like a bunch of mushrooms in a you know, a cold, dark place being fed crap every day. We have to say no more. And that's really all it is. It's not that we have to take to the streets. Not that we don't. And I'm not saying that that isn't necessary sometimes. But I'm saying that all you got to do is start being more bold about your conversations and not cowering, not listening to somebody who's a lunatic talk about their emotions and some dude wants to pee in a girl's bathroom. We got to make sure that we stand up for our veterans and say, no, listen, 22 a day is not good enough for me. I want it to be zero a day.
Yes.
And yes, there's a lot of things that veterans are getting better now, but I tell you, as a disabled vet myself, and the qualifications the reason I was discharged, it took me 23 years to get designated as a disabled vet for an injury that I was discharged for from the service. So when we talk about what we got to do for each other, is we got to share these stories, because that embarrasses them. The reason Obama even signed into the CARE Act for the veterans is because he was cowered into it, because that list came out that people were being put on wait lists, and it shamed them into action. We shouldn't have to shame them into action, but that's what we do. We shame them into the light, and we post light on them, and they can't hide in their darkness anymore. That's how we do it. Information.
Awesome. I did not know that you were discharged because of what happened in the military.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was not
honorable
aware of that. Yeah.
But
I wish I could bring you on the show with me tomorrow evening, because I'd love you to tell your story, because a lot of people out there saying, the Veterans Administration, they wouldn't drag someone for 5, 10, 15 years before finally giving them the benefit that they deserve.
I had to apply by paper, and then you had to wait to get your response. And then you had to wait 6 months after your response to reapply again. So you had it's basically an 18-month cycle to be able to apply for benefits, and then they just deny you with a form letter with no appeal. You have to wait another cycle, and so every 18 months is how you had to do it.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
You know, so many veterans have been telling me that they're saying that they're getting either so-so care at the VA or they're getting substandard care. And a lot of the providers, like here in Roseburg, Oregon, they're trying to say, oh, no, the doctors have left because their wives don't like the fact that you're in a semi-rural area and they can't do the shopping they could do in the big cities. Well, I did my research and it turned out 90% of the doctors and the nurse practitioners that left the Roseburg VA hospital in Roseburg, Oregon, actually did not leave to move to bigger cities. They're actually still living here in Roseburg. The reason they left the VA is because the politics, it was so abusive.
Yep.
And when they were trying to fight for the veterans, they were being threatened with their licenses if they spoke out for the veteran.
Yeah, I actually paid for 2 years for acupuncture every week. It kept me walking. And the VA refused to pay for the acupuncture, even though it's an approved therapy. The lady who was doing it was actually an approved VA acupuncturist. She actually studied in Hong Kong and all that other stuff. But they wouldn't pay for it because the head of medicine believes that she was certified in field acupuncture, which is putting these metal studs in the cartilage of your ear. I went in and I had this lady do it because I'm like, okay, I'll follow your little process because I need to get approved by this other lady who keeps me walking for real. I walked in, this lady put these studs, they're like ear piercing studs, into the cartilage of my ear with a barb, and they're hanging in there. And this lady, this is what I had to go through. And then they still, I was like, I felt like I was in panic. I had to get these things ripped out of my ear. I took pliers to get them out of my ears. I know it sounds gross, but truly, I had to do that. But then the lady's like, well, this is what we're offering, no outside services. So she denied me somebody who's already authorized by the VA to give acupuncture services because she's a certified acupuncturist in the VA. It's all arrogance. This is bureaucracy that's holding something down that I had to pay every week, and I do love that I did it because it really kept me walking. But that's where the VA says, oh, you can go anywhere you want except for when we decide to pull back the benefits.
Exactly. In fact, I just found out the other day, Jim, I've been going to a chiropractor that the VA's been letting me go to for over a year. And all of a sudden the other day she said, well, you can't come back and you can't reapply till February. And I said, why not? And she said, well, the VA's pulling back people being able to go to the chiropractor. And what we found out was probably a lot of that money's being diverted to the Ukraine.
Well, and it's also your migrants. Your migrants are because Homeland Security and Border Patrol are pulling probably Department of Defense money is what's happening there.
Can you please get your website out again, Jim, and let people know again where they can find you?
TheJimPriceShow.com, TheJimPriceShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, Bout Hub, DLive, Twitch, Spotify, iTunes. Hit me up, guys.
Okay, and what is your final message to the listeners out there of the Concord Hour?
Well, listen, guys, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in, we will win. I promise you, I don't make promises I can't keep, guys. That is what I say at the end of every one of my shows, because I intend that to be our victory. We have it in our hearts, our intentions are right, we'll get it on the right side of history on this whole thing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Let's talk on the other side. Thank you so much for calling in.
You bet. Thank you.
Gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized your glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.